Welcome to Why Are You Like This? Horoscope edition.
Welcome.
Welcome. It's October horoscope time. If you are new to this segment or need a fucking refresher because we only hit you the last Thursday of every month, then the secret, but not so secret because we tell you about it and it appears in, you know, your apps and the things, bonus episode, if you will, that we're coming at you live, but not live with season three is our beautiful horoscope segments where we're going to...
Beautiful horoscopes.
Truly beautiful. Listen, we're going to fully own, we're not fucking astrologers, but we're here to live in this moment with you. We're going to give you a rundown of what the month's going to look like, what it's looking like for all the signs, and who is truly having the absolute worst month ever and the absolute best month ever. So, like, fingers crossed, because if you hear your name early, well... You're having a regular month. It's fine. Sometimes we all just have like a regular month. It's fine. But listen, on that note, Jamie, what's October looking like? Like, what's happening? What's happening in the universe, in the stars?
So, it is Libra season.
Oh, shout out Libras.
Shout out Libras. Happy birthday to all.
Dated a couple.
Yeah. Oh. I have some Libra people in my life. I like them.
I like them. Y'all are cool. Happy Libra season.
Yeah. It's my moon sign, so I get it. I get it deeply.
Okay. Deeply affected.
But I will probably be deeply affected by this Libra season as Mars and Venus are also both going to be in Libra at the beginning of the month, making it a good time for us to all do Libra stuff. Art nights, collaborative projects, drinking nights with friends.
I love October.
Be artistically active and socially indulgent.
I love this. It's a creative month.
I love it, too. I love a Libra energy. It's great. But big shifts around the 20th of the month in various places. Some of us will experience a moment to breathe in a previously very hectic month. Others will see an increase in cash and love. Or experience a lot of problems. But it just depends on how the beginning of Scorpio season affects
you. Fucking Scorpios.
And we give Scorpios a lot of shit, but I'm trying to put my assumptions aside and acknowledge that I haven't actually researched that much about Scorpios. And
I'm going to own this. I'm the one who gives Scorpios a lot of shit. And as the resident Gemini, I'm keenly aware that Geminis and Scorpios are the most polarizing signs. So people talk a lot of shit about me, too. It's fine. I understand. Oh. And I truly am really basing it off of people I've dated who I don't feel fond towards. So let's just like fucking own that. Okay. Like, let's just like zip that up. I've spent one too many a moment with one too many a Scorpio. And there have been too many of them. And I just listen. You live, you learn, you date too many Scorpios, and then you like fucking get your shit in check. And I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. I may not stop talking shit, but like also, you guys are fine sometimes. I have friends who are Scorpios that I really like.
And
so
hey,
it's
I'm
fine.
Speaking for myself.
Drake's a Scorpio. I love him. Okay.
Yeah, of course he is. Anyway, but a few bad Scorpios is not a reason for my personal blind hatred, so I'm trying to check it. But general
it's
themes
enough
of
apparently
this month,
for mine, but who's to say?
General themes of this month will include grown woman feelings, getting what's yours, developing intuition and self-knowledge. Scorpio season is a good time to connect with our lower chakras, no surprise. Learn meditation and
listen, Scorpio's like body part that they rule is like genitals, so shout out.
It is indeed. And it's a good time to dabble in tarot and the like. So that's
it's fun. October, it's Halloween.
Exactly.
It's the occult. Get into it.
Get into it. The energies are ready. So,
but let's
what
not
are
rush
the dates?
Into Scorpio shit. Like, let's live in Libra for a little bit, right?
Yeah. Okay. It's Libra first. Like, I'm not trying to take anything away from them.
Let the Libras shine as they do. Because Libras fucking scales. Shine. And on that note, Libras are fucking shining because we've got a lot of favorable and, like, kind of maybe potential for major transitional stuff up front in October. Ooh. Libra season. Okay. So, on October 3rd, Pluto goes direct in Capricorn. This is like forward motion for change. It's happening. Also on the 3rd, Mercury enters Scorpio, which could kind of lead its way to some sort of communication transformation in your life. So just jot that down. Mm. On the 4th, Mars is going to enter Libra. Listen, you got a lot of drive for relationships. It's like energy that's like driving relationships forward. Okay. And on the 8th, Venus, Heyo, enters Scorpio. Love could get saucy. All right. Hear me out. So on the 13th, let's talk some moon shit. We have a full moon in Aries. That might be closing up some fiery chapters for some of us, but that's cool. And on the 23rd, the sun enters Scorpio. This is going to shed some spotlight on secrets and change. And listen, we all know how Scorpios love to keep secrets. The sun is illuminating some things. Okay. Okay. All right. And on the 27th, my favorite number, we have a new moon in Scorpio, which could be a time for intense new beginnings, which is amazing and a great way to kind of go into the tail end of October.
Indeed.
On the 31st, shout out Halloween, Mercury's going retrograde in Scorpio.
But it's
on
the last time for a while.
What? Listen, communication feelings could slow, which feels on par for Scorpios because they're not great communicators, some of you. But that's okay because, listen, it's the 31st of October and you might be hungover.
That's fair. Yeah.
So, you know, with your Halloween hangovers, don't plan like major travel or anything.
No.
That's all I'm saying.
Take it easy. Take November 1 as it comes, you know?
As it comes. I actually will be traveling. I just clocked that. Help. Well, okay. Anyway.
That's too bad.
Truly, truly going to be traveling. Mercury in retrograde. Listen, guys, check your boarding passes now. Okay. So, that said, let's fucking get into it. We're going to give you the breakdown as we do. Who's the first sign you want to talk about who's clearly not having the best month or the worst month?
I usually have always started at the top of the zodiac with Aries, so I'm going to keep it consistent.
You're so ordered, I'll never do that. Okay.
I don't know why. It surprises me that I do this too. Anyway.
I respect it.
Aries, this month. You all will experience some potentially smooth and positive changes / evolutions at work.
Yes, okay.
We'll have some continued stress at home from last month that, Aries, you'll get much better at managing it. But your focus will It is good. Your focus will, however, need to be on the home this month or you'll never be able to refocus on work. And
oh, okay.
Aries,
seek that balance.
Yeah, seek the balance, but work's going to be pretty smooth this month. At home, though, relationships with family and especially your children will be strained. You will nobly try your best, and it will not go unnoticed by family members, but sometimes with kids, those little fuckers are just too rude, and you lose it because you're fiery.
They can be too rude.
But at work, you'll roll into October on energy and feelings of camaraderie you may have experienced in September. Things will go smoothly and in your favor, but only if you can be a buddy to your coworkers and especially to your superiors. You may find yourself yes-anding your boss or playing a more supportive role than you're used to.
Okay.
Don't worry. This is a good thing. Just like at home, your efforts and patience, I know that's hard for you, it's hard for me too, won't go unnoticed. You might hit some bumps around the 20th, and as we enter Scorpio season, this may change for you, but focus and dedication will solve your work issues, so make sure you get your family shit figured out before that. Your physical health will be good this month. Finances will be fine, but you might have to buy a whole bunch of sports equipment.
Why not?
It's football season, and it sounds like you have kids, so you would have aggressively active children.
Probably.
Yeah, so Aries, an okay month. Take it easy at work. Take it easy on your family.
God bless.
God
truly,
bless.
Truly advice we can all enjoy. True. Take it easy at work. Take it easy on your family. You know what I'm saying? Listen, advice we can all enjoy. Let me tell you about the Capricorns.
All right.
Listen, most important for the Caps this month is going to be like a lot of career stuff and maybe a little bit of, you know, revisited focus on outward appearance. And I don't just mean physically, right? Mm-hmm. So And I feel like, just to say, like, there's a lot of career juju and, like, that kind of energy this month for a lot of folks. So jot that down. And Capricorns are the first one I'm going to talk about. So single Caps, what's up? Social engagement is going to be about friendship this month. This is, like, not the time to seek a romance. So fine. It's cool. Spend your energy wisely.
Yeah, go have
you're
fun.
Married or coupled? Right. Have fun. Listen, you're married or you're coupled. Easy romance, like, in love this month. It's fine. It's chill. It's not monumental, but it's easy and it's good. And just enjoy, right? Regular.
Stable. You like that.
Yes, you do, Capricorns. You do like stable. In terms of family matters, honestly, it's not super important that this month. If you have dependents, though, like a partner, kids, whatever the situation is, they may be looking for you to handle some of their financial needs this month. Ooh. It's okay. You're not going to have, like, upfront cash flow, but it's going to kind of trickle in after the 10th. So jot that down. You're going to be fine. It's fine.
Okay.
Health, honestly, not great. You're not at your best. You might be a little lethargic. You're not at your best. Your immune system could be shot. You're going to see improvement after the 23rd. So listen, balance your diet, refrain from, like, excessive stress, and create good relationships with people that are just going to, like, fit into that and steer you towards health at the end of this month. Okay. In terms of your career, because this is what it's about. This month, you could advance it. Promotions, financial rewards, all these fucking things are on the table. But here's the thing. Those social contacts that we're talking about that are good for your health are not just good for your health. They're a major important thing and are going to play a big role in any prospects for success in your career right now. And here's the thing. People you have assisted in the past may assist you.
They owe you.
Call in the favors, do what you need, focus on relationships that are easy, fun, don't get stressed about it, stay in your lane. But it's an okay time to, like, check in with folks and rely on some people who can help propel you in that forward motion. Your month's all right. It's okay. You're doing it. Jamie, who are we talking about next?
Next, I'd like to jump out of order and do Aquarius.
Shout out, reading your own sign. Do it.
It's me. So, big changes this month for Aquarius. We may be really done with our current jobs or career path. Can you feel it, Aquarius?
Oh.
I can feel it. I am ready, but I am terrified. It's the age of Aquarius. It feels like it. Rising up. Anyway, the first half of the month, it can be scary. The first half of the month will feel a little intense, but not necessarily in a bad way. We're taking inventory of what works, what doesn't work, and figuring out what our next job maneuvers should be. Things will calm down after the 20th when maybe we're all finished thrashing about being in the wrong job. We may have a lot of social opportunities, rooftop parties, awards, dinners, or other fancy nights we're invited to.
Really love rooftop parties and awards dinners. If anyone needs a plus one, call me.
It sounds like I'm the plus one. And maybe it's because we were all so extra charming in September. As Aquarians, though, this may not sound like our favorite thing to do, but we should just go. We should go to one. We'll have a good time. We'll at least go to one. Maybe we'll go to one after the 20th when we've had some time to breathe.
Okay. All right.
One.
Give yourself a breather. Just one. Okay. Noted.
October will be a great financial month for us, which I am excited to report. Just as we are taking inventory of our skills, desires, and making job moves, we are also examining our financial skills and former mistakes. What have we done wrong in the past? How can we not make those same financial mistakes? We are about to get our cash flow unlocked.
Advice we can truly all enjoy.
Yes. So a great financial month, not necessarily in a fun way. Don't go ahead and, like, overspend, but, like, just hone your financial skills. Examine your cash flow. So we have an all right month. I'm happy to report.
I'm going to report on you that Geminis, my breed, you do yours, I'll do mine, also having a pretty all right month. It's all right. So this month is really also, you're going to have some career vibes, like your Caps, so that's kind of fun. But this also is going to be a month for family for you, which is great. career-wise, you're also going to need other people this month. Mm. So this is, you know, a month that maybe you could team up with a Capricorn. That seems like an Whoa. Unlikely pairing. Let's just throw that away. I don't Whoa. Know. Who's to say?
You Listen, both get on the Libra scales and it's not going to work.
I mean, it would truly be wild. We'll get into this later. There might be a better partner for both of you, and it might be a Sag, TBD, coming at you later on. All of this said, this is going to be actually a great month for love, which is cool. Singles, you may have the opportunity to form some love partnerships. Right. Here's the thing. Have fun. Get risky. Like, Ooh. Do it up. And, like, maybe it'll lead to something. Who's to say? Also on the career path, too, kind of if you're in the educational pursuit this month, this is, like, a really great time to continue to further your educational pursuits, whether that's something you're in or something you're thinking about. So jot All right. it down. Mm-hmm. Family-wise, this is a, like, capital G great month for fam. Oh. If you're coupled, whether you have kids or you don't have kids, any of it, you're single, whatever. The family that is your family, you'll have an abundance in this area of your life this month. You're going to be close with the fam. It's a great time to ensure that you're spending time with them, making those connections, doing the things, carving out time, because it's going to be solid. It's going to be abundant. And you may have a lot of kind of opportunities present themselves to be with your family. An abundance, a cornucopia, if you will.
A harvest of family.
A harvest of fucking family. Go to a pumpkin patch. Take the little ones. Who's to say?
Yeah.
Listen, your health is also going to be great this month. Love that. Mm. Should say our health, if you will.
Yeah, I don't know why you're not, like, reading this as we and our, but I'll let it go.
I don't
go.
Know. I feel like my I don't know. I actually did just have an astrology reading from, like, a real deal astrologer, and I just maybe feel more in touch with some other signs that are in my chart right now. Who's to say?
Okay.
Anyway.
I see you, Cancers. Go ahead.
Hey. But all of this said, your health's going to be great, but just keep exercising, keep, you know, staying in your fit flow. This is going to keep your energy levels up, and that's going to help promote, like, your health even further. So enjoy, soak it up. It's a good time. You're having a good month.
Go
it's
for
solid.
A hike with your family.
I love that. Do something physical with your family in a very platonic way. Okay.
Yeah.
Jamie, who are we talking about next?
Next, I'd like to talk about Pisces.
Okay.
In October, for Pisces, work will bleed into your home life quite a bit.
Mm.
You have a lot of professional potential, but be sure to care for your home at the same time. You don't want a promotion to be paid for with a divorce or something of that sort, you know. But that being said, there's a real good chance that you could get a promotion this month. So this month is going to be a mixed bag. Be careful to keep an eye on your finances. Money won't be too tight, but someone will attempt to take advantage of you. Double check your recurring payments, especially cards that you've authorized on certain things. And
always advice. Good advice.
Go ahead and run through that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure you're prioritizing paying off old debts if you have any extra income. This is beginning to seem like a theme for Pisces, but someone needs you. A friend, coworker, someone in your life needs your help, but they won't say. Use your intuition and kindness to reach out to this person because they're just literally sitting there waiting for you and they're not going to say anything. And your physical health will be impeccable. So Pisces, continue to give of yourself more than you can and things will be okay.
All right, Pisces, things will be okay. I mentioned them earlier, but I'm taking you to the Sagittarians, and that might be the first time I didn't get the plural wrong. So,
hey.
At the beginning of the month, thank you. Slight bow. You can't see me, but I am bowing.
I can hear it.
You can hear it in my voice. Thank you. Beginning of the month, you're also on the same kind of train with the Caps and the Gems because it's about career stuff. Family and your personal pursuits and kind of that outward success that's going to come later, more end of the month time. So let's talk about a little bit of career because Libra season.
Mm-hmm.
So your career right now is going to be influenced by hard work and determination. And success is going to come if you're willing to take risks.
Mm.
You're known to be pretty independent, so that's great.
That's
but
fine.
It's fine. Cool. But you should incorporate others here as you can. Hence, I don't know, maybe there's a Capricorn or a Gemini in need.
Yeah, shout out air signs. Independence is a double-edged sword. Don't value your independence too much.
I don't think Sagittarians are air signs, but beautiful.
No, I'm saying we are.
Oh, you and me. Yes we are. Us and the Libras in Libra season.
Yeah.
So, you're welcome. We're astrologers, but we're not astrologers. Anyway, so if there is like another venture you've been seeking also like in a professional way, now is like a really good time. And this could be perhaps how these kind of co-relationships, business communities, cohorts, whatever, come into play. Listen, money's going to come, but gradually, so be patient. It's not going to be a waterfall of dollars this month for you, but it'll be there. You're okay. You're fine. In terms of family, it's not the focus this month, but here's the thing, that's okay, because it's also not going to be a source of conflict, and you're going to see kind of more of your family life coming into play at the tail end of the month, which, I mean, it's a great time. Halloween parties.
Halloween activities, like, yeah.
All the things. Perfect. In terms of love, this could be exciting and interesting. Possibility of pregnancy this month is high. So listen, if you're fertile, if you're playing that game, dope. Shout out to the singles. Your sexuality is going to enable you to make the decisions you want. You've got a little bit of magnetism going on. You're going to be a little bit in the driver's seat. But the cool thing is, like, in that shifting into whatever gear you want, it could actually lead to something long-lasting or more permanent or fruitful than you maybe even expected in a positive way, if you're willing and ready and want it to be that way, because you're kind of in the driver's seat.
Nice.
Yeah. Sagittarians, you're having a pretty good month.
All right. Congratulations on your pretty good month. Next, I would like to talk about Virgos. Virgos have been runners up for the best month every time that we've done this, honestly, or one time it was the best month for them.
I think so.
Virgos will continue to have a nice time, it seems, through the fall.
Don't get greedy. Not every month is your fucking month. Calm down, Virgos. We did just have your season, though, and it was beautiful.
Yeah, and maybe you're still just, like, riding that energy from your season. I'll give it to you. It's starting to get annoying. But this month, Virgo will be focused on self and family. It's going to be a very, very happy and very healthy month for Virgo. But seriously, like, what else is new?
All right.
They just like jackpot since we started doing the segment. Anyway, Virgo is usually all business all the time in a way that I can enjoy, but can be a little soulless occasionally.
Oh, sorry.
All that Virgo energy in the air for the last couple of months has gotten these guys in a sweet spot. So job-wise, they can coast a little bit, and Virgos will shift their attention this month from work to happiness. So that's really nice and exciting for you.
Switch your fucking focus to happiness.
Yeah.
Like, fucking finding happiness. Shout out to
Outside
Happiness Beginning.
Right.
Shout out to Happiness Begins. Shout out to the Jonas Brothers.
Oh,
who's to
God.
Say? Listen, I'm really on one for the Jonas Brothers right now. Jamie can't appreciate it anymore. She's done.
It's
but I'm not.
There will be lots of luck and lots of love for Virgos who are married or single. This month, every Virgo will have the opportunity to enter into a long-term and loving relationship. I think that's big talk, universe, but we'll see.
Listen, shout out to the Virgos. Report back. If you have
report
something
back.
Really different, I want to know about it.
Virgos who are in relationships but not married or otherwise like long-term committed will have to put in a little extra work to feel the love this month. My advice would be maybe sexual surprises, but Virgo's love language is probably acts of service, so I'm guessing that they'll be doing a bunch of tasks to make their partner feel loved, and hopefully that's what they're into too.
I mean, sexual surprises, though, truly something we can all enjoy.
Absolutely. And we can all enjoy tasks being done as well. Anyway, Virgo's health will be on a 1,000 as usual, and I think that they should all just open a gym together because of their endless health and motivation, which is honestly enviable. So congratulations on having a really good month, Virgo.
Shout out Virgos.
Yep. Who's next?
Listen, the Tauruses, I love them. You're conflicted. It's fine.
Admittedly, I haven't done a ton of research, and I'm basing it on like a couple of instances, and it's probably unfair. So I'm going to try to be open.
You are so open tonight, and I feel like truly like so opinionated. I love it. It's working. It's fun. So, Tauri, you guys are the last one I'm going to round out in terms of signs I'm talking about that really the focus is career juju. And career and kind of your outward success is going to be more important than family and emotional matters this month. Mm. But there is going to be family and emotional matter stuff going on, and we're going to get there. Okay. Ooh,
everybody's trying to balance work and family this month.
It's a month of balance.
With
it's
just like a fair cash flow, being seems sought. Like.
I mean, truly, yeah, 100%.
Seems so like listen, the stock market will do nothing. Go ahead.
Nothing will happen. Just stagnant.
No change.
No change. Invest your money based on this. Okay. So, career-wise, this is like a big year of change for you, not just month. Ooh. But this is like a really strong month to explore other options in terms of what you're doing now. You have a lot of talents, and this could be a really great time to seek out kind of different avenues and different places you want to invest your talents and your time in. So jot that
down.
That's
exciting.
It is exciting. Could be like a career path switch. Could just be like some different movements of energy and different things at your current job. So who's to say? Finance-wise, listen, finances might feel a little difficult to achieve. Your career truly is going great and your energy is there, whether you're mixing things up or not. But I'm going to be honest, the money payoff is like not right now. It's okay, but it's not right
that
now.
Can
it's
be
not going to be a big
though.
Influx. It can be tough. It can be frustrating.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. That said, Venus is quite the influence this month.
Uh-oh. Hey-o.
Hence the prospects of while you may not be finding money from the Tooth Fairy, you might be finding love.
I hope not from the Tooth Fairy. You shouldn't be losing teeth as an adult. And I doubt
I don't know who's listening to this. I mean, if you are, turn this off now. Jesus Christ. Anyway, look, your social skills are growing, Tauruses, and you guys can be like little bullheaded homebodies and like on your own fucking thing. But like your social skills are kind of evolving. Lean into it because this
wow,
month that can really
go.
Put you. Look, really, truly, this month that can really put you in a great place to find a partner if you're single. So that's pretty fucking cool. In terms of the family shit, look, this might be a little tough right now. Your fam, it could be going through a lot just as a unit. It could be financial. It could be emotional. It could be both. It could be something else. But there's a lot going on. There's some tension. And your family may be leaning on you this month to be the one that kind of has to help and be the glue. And
you must be
you're
a pillar.
Riding this. Yeah, you might have to be a pillar this month. And look, you're riding these great social cues. Get some energy from some like fun love hangs. And then like be there for your family in the way that you need to. But really the biggest, bestest thing you can be doing right now is like kind of hustling for yourself and figuring out where you want to go career-wise. And the other stuff's going to happen and hold space for it, you know? You can do it.
You
I
can
believe
do
in
it
you.
All.
It can, yeah.
Yeah. Next, I would like to talk about your most favorite, Scorpios.
Ugh, okay, bring it.
First off, I don't know what's going on, but everyone, it feels like, is about to have a Scorpio baby this year. I have multiple pregnant friends who will be having some Scorpions this November. I've also seen more heavily pregnant women lately than seemingly ever before. Meaning, I guess, that
it stresses me out.
Like 20 years from now will be like the age of the Scorpio.
I don't want to be alive anymore.
Well, at least in like the greater Cincinnati area, it will be because that's where I'm noticing this. And also,
I actually always want to see the breakdown of like where, like what years there's an influx of like certain births. It's super interesting. Things like that happen. I mean, you think about like eras when wars ended. I mean, everybody was getting pregnant.
Right. Yes.
Thank you. I wrote that song myself.
An original hit.
I do wonder about that. I don't know. We'll have to dig in. We'll have to report back. Maybe we'll do a 2019 roundup at the end of this year, file this away, of where all the babies were born, what signs were in flux.
Yeah.
We'll let you know.
Well, and like for Scorpios, there's like a really good chance that they were conceived on Valentine's Day, which...
Gross.
Well, and you know, may contribute to their one-dimensional sexuality. Sorry.
Oh, shout
Not
out.
Not all Scorpios. I'm sorry.
Some of you. Some of you. Okay.
So shout out to the unborn but very developed Scorpio fetuses. Here is how your month could go almost sweet
in the
babies.
Womb. Okay.
So this October, Scorpio will be everywhere in the Michelle Branch sense.
You're everywhere to me. We knew what you meant.
Scorpios will be planning parties for loved ones, organizing work functions, spearheading projects, and perhaps popping up in your Tinder messages.
I believe nothing except for the Tinder messages, but carry on.
However, romance will not be a focus or a point of struggle this month. It will just be whatever. It's on the side, maybe.
That's fine.
Money-wise, October will be a little tight, but things will open up financially after the third week of the month as we move into your season. Scorpions who have been offered a job should just go ahead and accept it blindly. This is admittedly bad advice.
Interesting advice. I don't know if this is truly advice we can all enjoy. I'm skeptical.
This is poor advice.
Okay, great.
But apparently the stars say that this offer that you're going to be offered is a great opportunity, and it will open up some new perspectives for you. So the key for Scorpios this month is going to be managing a busy but not necessarily lucrative schedule and finding mutual support in your peers, your coworkers, partners, friends, family, even at the woman at the post office could be a source of support. Just read the room, you know?
She's probably having a rough day. You don't know.
Yeah, unlikely
she
sources.
She works at the post office.
Yeah, right. She also may really not want to talk, so be open to that, too.
Please be open.
Yeah. So it's a medium month for Scorpio, but make sure you rest at the same time. Because that's a lot of activity for anyone.
Mm-hmm. You people. Let's talk about something different. Let's change the subject. Libras! Look, it is your fucking time to shine. You're not having the best month ever, but I like what's going on for you, okay? I really do. Emotional success is the goal right now. For you, career and financial-ish needs to take a back seat. And that is totally okay.
It's totally okay, and it's kind of a theme for some people this month.
It is.
Not to
and
try too
Libras
hard, because there's not a lot
of
money.
It's about being happy. Mm. And listen, if there's any career growth going on around you, it's probably more important for you right now to focus on the career growth of others, or maybe boosting up some people that you work with, or that you're friends with, or who are in your life, your partners, whoever. That could be more of a priority. So again, maybe there's a Gemini or a Capricorn who might need you. You don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know. Here's the thing. Your attitude towards love and relationships has some propensity to change this month.
Oh.
You might find yourself in the mood to please your partner if you're coupled. So just really show up for them in kind of great ways. And this
That's
is
nice.
A recipe for fucking harmony, okay? Harmony.
Excellent.
To the fifth degree.
Ooh, to the fifth harmony.
That's right. Thank you. Okay. Listen, singles may also employ this energy in social gatherings and situations. If you're kind of throwing that energy down and being a real facilitator, you're also going to call in love. Mm. Obsessed. Beautiful.
It
loving
it. It is a beautiful, beautiful reading.
It is. And what's important for you right now is emotional success. And it seems like the way for you to achieve that in October is to really show up for other folks, because it's going to call good energy into your own life. Mm. So, with family, you might find yourself in conflict with maybe some of the elders, whoever those people are, kind of in your familial life.
Previous generation.
Previous gens, right? But if it is upon you, you're in control here a little bit, ensure that you don't get worked up super quickly. Again, employ this nice, pleasing, harmonious attitude you got. You don't have to bend over and kiss somebody's ass, but just don't get too overly wound up. And look, there may be some younger folks around you. Maybe they're contemporaries. Maybe they're kiddos. Just try and maintain that they don't get pulled in or into anything or caught up too much in whatever is going on with you and some other folks. And it's going to be okay. Just remain cool. You're going to be fine. Yeah. Health. Listen, good news is this is fucking superb. Stick around the activities that you're doing that are making you feel good. This is also going to continue to improve your emotional state, your spirit, your fucking general well-being. Libra, right now it's about you. And some of doing what's right for you is showing up for other people, but some of it is also showing up for yourself and not getting too rallied too quickly. So stay in your lane, love on the people you love. It's going to call in more good shit. It just is.
All right. That's an all right month.
Some solid advice
for everyone.
I'm truly advice we can all enjoy. Show up for other people. It'll call in good things.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, now do we need to move on to the worst and then
now
the
we get
best
to the
month?
Hard and softer parts of this episode. Take us to the hard part first. Who the fuck is having the worst month ever?
So the worst month this month will be had by the Leos, and I'm very sorry, guys. And I will say, though, that while it sucks, and you've maybe had a couple rough months already as it is, no one's having, like, a terrible month this month. So it was, like, hard to choose.
October feels kind of dope.
Yeah, like, Leos, like, you're having a pretty medium month, but, like, other people did better. Anyway, so Leo has maybe been...
This is a pretty good month to lose in, is what we're saying.
I think. If you're going to lose one, lose this one, because it's still good. Yeah. It's like pizza. It's good even when it's bad. Anyway.
That's right. Perfect. October. It's good even when it's bad.
Leo has maybe been a bit negligent of home and family relationships. The stable situation that Leo experiences at work will highlight the situation at home. You'll need to be patient, but you will likely be fiery and judgy and get into a lot of squabbles at the beginning of the month.
Calm down.
Yeah, maybe ask a level-headed earth or water sign friend for advice on your family and or slash relationship issues, just like someone who's less hot-headed. Silver lining.
So not an Aries. Just
probably not.
Jot that down.
Probably not.
Probably not an Aries.
No.
Yeah.
I'm going to say no. But you will experience a cash injection at the beginning of the month. It may, however, prime Leos to burn the candle at both ends socially. Enjoy your monies, but be careful not to say yes to everything, or you may wind up sick and broke. You can't go out and drink every night, or you won't feel very good. And not everyone who asks you to hang out is actually fun, right? Or maybe you just need attention. We can't know.
Listen, not everyone who asks you to hang out is fun. That's advice we can all enjoy.
It is indeed. And on that note, don't trust everyone that you meet or that you're spending time with this month. There is a potential for a new romantic partner, but not everyone's intentions are good. And snakes are in the grass. Just know.
For just a moment, I thought you were going to say they were on a plane, but in the grass is actually maybe scarier. I don't know. It depends on where you are.
They're
the plane.
In the tall grass.
Samuel L. Jackson's there. I don't. Anything happen?
You're trapped on a plane, but like a snake is faster than you in grass and visibility. Anyway, watch your self-care in the midst of probably a very full social calendar. Remember that crackers and Oreos are not a meal, and that gashes appearing in your nails mean that you have a nutrient deficiency. So
truly advice we can all enjoy. All enjoy that. Crackers and Oreos are not a meal. Hashtag JamieRyan316.
They are not. Okay. I can't live by my own advice, but whatever. So who is, on that note, having the best month ever?
The best month ever. Cancers, you little
Yay!
Crabs. We're looking at you. Yes.
Yay. I'm so happy for you guys.
I'm so happy for you guys.
I love you, all of you.
I love the Cancers. Here's the thing. This month, you are going to enjoy some serenity you have perhaps maybe like never enjoyed before. So, hey, like, hello, peeking.
Wow, novel serenity is like actually
serenity.
A dream.
It's hard to fathom.
Have both, yeah.
Listen, most things are going well in your life and it's action-packed right now. You little crabs, you're killing it. Here's the thing. Love, your love life, it's an exciting time for love life. For singles, for couples, for married folks, nobody's left out. This is just like a fun, exciting time. Whatever you're getting into, throw some energy towards it.
Excellent. I just need to note on that that my girlfriend is a triple Cancer, so this is excellent news for me.
I'm a double Cancer behind my Gemini, and I also feel
behind
great about
my
this.
Gemini. I love that, like, as a phrase.
Behind my Gemini. Okay, I'm going to start using that. This is how I'm talking now. I feel amazing. Here's the thing. With your family, little Cancers, you're going to experience peace, love, and motherfucking harmony. This sounds like an Earth, Wind, and Fire song, okay? Oh. All around, shit is good. Your health, fucking awesome. Your immune system, at its best.
Wow.
Finances, listen, you may not receive some money that you were expecting quite on time, whether it's a one-off payment or your actual paycheck or whatever the situation is. You're going to be good. Your savings are enough. It like might be a little like wind you up for a minute, but it's going to be fine. So don't get in too much of a tizzy about that. Career-wise, promotions could be the month. More money? Yeah, also could be the month. Who's to say? It's also a great month to dive into your own business endeavors if that's something you're thinking about. You have some little stuff on the side that you're intrigued by. This is a good time to do that. And other business associates or people you've worked with, past cohorts, whatever, are gonna support you. So strike while the iron is hot, okay? And listen, travel is going to intrigue you, both for business and for pleasure this month. But here's the thing. You should do all of it, like you truly should, but the business travel in particular could be hella lucrative, so fucking do it.
Oh.
Because Cancers, you are having the best month ever!
Yay! Congratulations. Cue the applause.
Cue the applause. Little crabs.
Oh, if crabs could...
Cue the applause that sounds like tiny pinchers.
Oh my God, the little
imagine crabs clapping, the little pitter-patter of their claws.
It would just sound like when a dog walks across a wood floor.
I think it would actually sound exactly like that. Wow. And on that note, thanks for tuning in to our horoscope with an importantly selected W. And listen, Leos, if you were going to lose a month, this was the month to lose.
You'll be
and
all Cancers, right. It's a fun
time
out,
you're
going to
be great.
Yeah.
You're going to be great. But generally, October fucking rocks. This is a good month. So soak it up. Soak up Libra season. I don't even want to talk about the Scorpios, but you guys too, whatever. Only Drake. Listen, good night to like, how do I, you know those memes that are like, good morning to everyone except like a specific person. I just want to be like, good night to no Scorpios except for Drake. I don't know. Who's to say?
I
haven't
you.
Worked out the kinks yet. I'll come
it's
back
okay.
with more Scorpio comebacks next month.
You
and,
will. You'll be loaded
we'll be
and
back
ready.
For November. Yeah, I'll be fucking loaded and ready for you people.
But in the Jesus. Meantime, get at us on the internet.
Oh, yes, always. And you can do so via email at whyareyoulikethispod@gmail.com, on Instagram at whyareyoulikethispod, or on Twitter at @WAYLTTweets. And we'll see you next month.
We will. Actually, we'll see you next week, but that's neither here nor there. Good night.
Different segments. Bye. Yeah.